This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Who knows what lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. Welcome back, everyone, to 1001 Radio Crime Solvers. This is your host and storyteller, John Hagedorn. Get ready for two episodes of The Shadow, one of radio's most successful crime programs.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Werewolf of Hamilton Mansion.
And I was saying to Mr. Hamilton only the other day...
Wait a minute, Scotty.
Hey, Jones, what is it?
Look.
Huh? Small spots in the snow.
Dark red spots.
Blood. There's a trail of it leads right to them bushes there.
Let's have a look.
Aye. Oh, the poor, poor thing.
Dead, all right.
Aye, Jonas, that it is. Dead as them other two dogs we found last week. The thing that's responsible is the thing we've heard howling away in the night.
The wolf?
Wolf. Wolf, I wish it was a wolf.
What are you trying to say, Scotty?
I know more about these things than you do, Jonas. I've heard about them in the old country. Wolves that howl at night, killing like this one is doing. They're werewolves. That's what they are.
Werewolves. You mean like a man that's supposed to change himself into the shape of a wolf?
The next time the werewolf strikes, it'll be a human being.
Lamont, really, darling, sometimes I think there should be a limit to the bounds of friendship.
Oh, Margot, don't be angry. Scotty's a very good friend of mine. I've known him for years.
But a fantastic story about a werewolf and you rushing out, leaving a perfectly delightful party. And a nice, warm, blazing fire.
Now, don't tell me you're cold in that fur coat of yours, darling. By the way, it's very becoming.
Never mind the soft soap. My feet are like ice. What in heaven's name are we stopping for, Lamont?
You won't believe me when I tell you.
What's so funny?
We've run out of gas.
Out of... Lamont, if this is your idea of a joke...
No, darling, I'm serious.
All right, I think it's very cute, very romantic. But 10 miles out of the city on a deserted side road and a cold, snowy winter night...
I'm not joking, Margot. The tank is absolutely dry. It's my own fault, I suppose, rushing away just because Scotty called.
Lamont, look up ahead. Lights.
Well, that's lucky. I knew it was near here. That must be the Hamilton place where Scotty works.
Then let's get started. I'm frozen. Sometimes I don't know why I allow you to drag me all over places like this.
We're almost at the house now, darling. Look, Margot, here in the snow.
Oh, the prints of an animal.
Yes, but look at this.
They probably have two or three dogs around the estate.
These look like wolf tracks. They stop right here, Margot.
Yes.
But when they continue, they're the footprints of a man.
Scotty's story about the werewolf.
Prints are going right toward that little shack there.
But it's ridiculous. How could...
Ah!
What was that?
There's a man screaming and coming right from that shack, too. Come on, Margot. Stay behind me, darling. I'm going in. Well, at least the lights are on. Everything seems to be in order. What is it?
Over there.
Good Lord, it's Scotty.
Oh, his throat.
Yes. I'm afraid we're too late.
Oh, how horrible. Who could have done something like this, Lamont? Who?
I'm afraid that's your answer, Margot. Front door to the Hamilton place. You'd better let me do the talking, darling.
Do you think that...
Shh, wait a minute. Someone's coming.
Well?
Is Mr. Hamilton in, please?
Who shall I say is calling?
All right, Jonas. I'll take care of this.
Oh, okay, Mr. Hamilton.
I'm Hamilton. What is it?
My name is Cranston. This is Miss Lane. One of your employees is an old friend of mine. Scotty?
He's not here.
I know. We just found him in the tool shed, his throat ripped open.
Scotty? Dead?
There also were prints in the snow, a wolf's prints. And then they suddenly seemed to turn into what looked like the footprints of a man.
Oh, no.
What did you say?
Oh, forgive me, both of you, my manners. Letting you stand out in the cold like that. Come in, please. The living room is right this way. Did you say your name was Cranston?
Yes, Lamont Cranston.
Oh. You're an... what is the word? Amateur criminologist, aren't you?
I suppose that's what you could call it.
I suppose you'll notify the authorities the moment you leave here, won't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I hope we might stay here tonight.
I'm afraid that would be quite impossible.
Our car is stuck on the road. We ran out of gas.
That is very unfortunate.
There's no reason why we shouldn't stay. Is there, Mr. Hamilton?
Reason? Mm-hmm. I know. Of course not. Only I thought after what happened, this would be the last place you would want...
Or is it that you don't particularly care for criminologists?
My dear Mr. Cranston, my feelings about them are entirely neutral. Of course you and Miss Lane may stay. And since I shall be the host, I shall do everything I can to make your visit an interesting one.
Well, you can't say that Hamilton isn't a good host. Your room's even more attractive than the one he gave me.
He certainly wasn't very anxious for us to stay, though, was he?
No, and I'd like to find out why. Well, I managed to get myself a rough layout of the house, and I know where Hamilton's study is.
If there's any snooping to be done, Mr. Cranston, I want to be in on it.
That's why I came to get you, darling.
Oh.
Hamilton left his study just a moment ago.
Well, it was considerate of him to leave the lights on, wasn't it?
He probably plans on coming back here soon. Better stand by the door, Margot. Let me know if you hear anyone coming.
All right, darling.
Everything looks in order. Big walnut desk, papers neatly arranged. Hello, what's this?
Did you find something, Lamont?
Look at these books, Margot.
Let's see. Study of lycanthropy. What is lycanthropy?
Well, lycanthropy is the technical term given to the study of werewolves.
Werewolves?
From their condition, I'd say these books have been read quite frequently. Look, he even has pages marked. Let's see, case histories of dogs attacked by werewolves.
Why, Lamont, that's exactly what's been happening here.
Yes. Quick, Margot, I hear someone coming.
all right, Lamont. It's Jonas, the caretaker.
Good. Let's step out into the hall. I want to talk to him.
Jonas.
Well, oh, it's you, Mr. Cranston. You want to see me?
Yes, Jonas. Tell me, how long have you worked for Mr. Hamilton?
About 10 years, I reckon.
Does he live here all alone?
No, his son's staying here, too.
I didn't know he had a son.
George is a sickly kid, about 25, stays in his room mostly.
Stays in his room? Do you know why, Jonas?
No.
Are you sure you don't know why, Jonas?
Now, look here, Mr. Cranston. No, I like this place. Hamilton's been mighty good to me. I don't want to cause no trouble.
You won't get into any trouble if you tell me, Jonas. But if you don't tell me, you may.
Well, all I can tell you is I've heard George screaming in his room.
Screaming?
Hamilton never lets me in at that time. Keeps me downstairs. He even brings up George's nightly milk himself. That's all.
Have you any idea of why George screams?
No, sir. No idea.
Jonas?
I just know when he screams.
Well?
Every time one of them dogs was killed by that werewolf. That's when you heard George screaming.
Let's see now, Margot. 2, 3, 4.
That's it down the hall.
Yes, Jonas said George's room was the fourth door.
The door's open.
Quick, Margot, against the wall here.
Somebody's coming out of the room.
Shh.
It's Hamilton.
Seems to be carrying some clothes. Mr. Hamilton.
Cranston.
Just a moment, Mr. Hamilton, please.
What are you doing prowling around the house this time of night?
I might ask you the same thing.
This is my house, sir.
Are those your clothes?
Clothes? No. These are my son's clothes. I'm taking them to the laundry.
At this time of night?
Yes, at this time of night. Now, if you'll allow me
Your son must have had quite an accident.
Accident?
His clothes are badly torn.
Yes, so they are.
And they're also stained with blood.
Blood? That's not blood, it's wine. Now, if you'll allow me, please, to pass.
What was that?
My son, George. He must have awakened.
Does he always wake up with a scream?
My son is ill, he's sick.
I'm very anxious to meet this son of yours.
Stay where you are, Mr. Cranston. I won't allow you in that room.
I'm afraid I'll have to go in anyway.
Cranston, will you leave us alone? Will you mind your own business?
Let me by, Hamilton.
Stop, Cranston. For the love of heaven, don't go in that room.
The room's empty.
It can't be.
Lamont, that open window there.
Yes, that's your answer, Hamilton. George climbed out the window.
George. George.
George, a werewolf.
It's one of the things I'm going to find out, Margot. I think it's time the shadow asked Hamilton a few questions.
Who's there?
This is the shadow.
The shadow? Where are you? I can't see you.
Stay in your chair by the window, Hamilton. The shadow is invisible to the eyes of man.
What do you want, Shadow?
Information about a werewolf.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Let me refresh your memory. 3 dogs were killed right here at Hamilton Mansion, and each time the cry of the werewolf was heard.
So why come to me?
And after each one of those killings, your son George was heard screaming in his room.
That's a lie.
Tonight, a human being was killed. Again the werewolf howled, and again George screamed in his room.
That's not true.
You tried to burn some clothes tonight which belonged to George.
No.
Clothes which were torn and soaked with blood.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop! I can't stand anymore.
Well, will you tell me the truth now, Hamilton?
All right, Shadow. I suppose I should have told someone about this a long time ago. It's too much for one man to bear. But I never thought that Scotty would...
It's too late for that now, Hamilton. I want the truth.
Everything you said is true, Shadow. George did scream. Every time those dogs were killed, just as he screamed tonight, I'd go to him. And I'd find him, my own son, covered with blood.
What explanations did George give?
He said he couldn't remember anything. He said he always awoke from a heavy sleep, saw the blood, then made him scream with fright. I tried everything. Nothing helped.
Did George remember leaving his room tonight?
No, he didn't. But it's not his fault. He can't be blamed.
Why can't he be blamed, Hamilton?
Nothing, Shadow, nothing.
Out with it. What did you mean?
There's been insanity in our family. My wife died in an asylum. I'm afraid it has suddenly come over George.
Do you believe that your son turns into a wolf?
Such things have happened before. I have books in my room downstairs.
You ever witnessed this transformation from man to wolf?
No, but is it necessary? Do I need any more evidence?
Why haven't you done something about George before this?
Stupid family pride. A man doesn't like going around broadcasting insanity in his own family.
Lamont!
Oh, that sounded like Miss Lane.
Get away from that window, Hamilton.
But Miss Lane...
Manson will take care of her. I'm going now, Hamilton, to find your werewolf. I want you to stay here in your room where you can cause no harm. Where no harm can come to you.
Lamont!
Margot, what is it?
I thought you'd never come, darling. It's Jonas. Somebody tied him up here outside the house.
Easy, Jonas. I'll have that gag loose in a minute. There.
Oh, much obliged, Mr. Cranston.
I'll have the rest of the ropes in a second.
Who did this to you, Jonas?
Can't rightly say, Miss Lane. I was going back to my shack, and I seen somebody leaping out a window up there. When I came to, here I was, tied up like a Christmas package.
Well, didn't you see who attacked you?
All I can tell you is I saw him running up the old abandoned mine. That's all I know.
Where is this mine?
Straight up there where I'm pointing. It's been abandoned 8 years now.
Lamont.
Yes, I hear it.
That was the wolf. It's coming straight from the mine.
Suppose you take us up there, Jonas.
Me go up there? To the werewolf? Not me, Mr. Cranston.
Jonas, we must have your help, Jonas.
But... All right, Mr. Cranston. Let's go. Now, this here is the entrance to the mine, Mr. Cranston.
I wish the moon would come out from behind those clouds. It's black as pitch.
You got the flashlight I gave you, Jonas?
Yeah, I got it right here.
And this is the only entrance to the mine?
Landslide closed up all the others. The whole place is full of passageways inside, though.
That's what I figured. Jonas, suppose you investigate the one off to the left in here. Miss Lane and I will try the one over there to the right.
You mean you want me to go in there by myself?
Remember, you're doing it for Scotty, Jonas.
Oh, I guess you're right, Miss Lane. I'll go.
You come across anything, just shout.
Don't worry, I will.
Well, all set, darling?
I guess so.
What's the matter, darling?
Well, frankly, I guess I'm just scared. Ooh, those walls are damp and mossy. Every time I touch them, I can feel spider webs. Getting the creeps.
Be careful where you step, Margot. Awful lot of loose rocks underfoot.
How far does this tunnel extend?
No idea. Can't be too far, I suppose. Still scared, darling?
Well, a little, I guess.
Now, pull yourself together. There's nothing yet.
What was that?
I don't know. Seems to come from around this bend here. I'll know in a moment.
Oh, Mark, look.
Get behind me, Margot. Somebody's crops there in the corner.
What do you want?
Must be George.
Oh, get out of here. Leave me alone. Get out of here, or I'll kill you.
Stay back, Margot. We may be violent.
All right, Lamont.
George.
Get out of here.
George.
Leave me alone.
I'm sorry I had to do that.
Who are you?
My name is Cranston. I'm visiting your house. I know the whole story, George.
I guess it's all over now, isn't it?
What's all over?
Well, you said you knew the whole story. You know that I'm the werewolf.
Why are you so sure it's you, George?
Oh, it must be. I kill in my sleep. I wake up with blood all over me. It's horrible. Horrible.
Why did you leave your room and come to this mine?
Oh, when I saw the blood again and heard about Scotty, I just couldn't face anybody. Don't you see? Nothing helps me anymore.
Send me away, Mr. Cranston, before I kill any more.
Easy, George, easy. Now tell me, why did you attack Jonas and tie him up?
Attack Jonas? I didn't attack Jonas.
George, are you telling me the truth?
Why, I swear it, Mr. Cranston.
Now listen to me very carefully. When you woke and discovered the blood, did you have a strange taste in your mouth? Think hard, George. Everything depends on it.
Come to think of it, yes. Yes, I remember a funny taste after every killing.
And you had this taste only after a killing?
Yes, but what...
Then that is the explanation. George, you've been the victim of a very vicious plot. On the night of those killings, you were drugged.
You mean somebody drugged me and then sneaked into my room and smeared the blood on my clothing?
Exactly, and one more thing. Who always brought you that glass of milk every night? Your father?
Why, no, it was Jonas. Jonas?
Yes, Jonas. Did you hear that, Margot? Margot? Margot! Lord, Margot's disappeared.
Sorry I snuck up on you like I did, Miss Lane, while Cranston was listening to George yapping away. Hope my hand across your mouth didn't hurt too much.
What was that?
Yeah. I'll flash my light over that way and you can see for yourself.
A wolf!
Yeah, a wolf. Not a werewolf, Miss Lane, just a wolf. Keep him chained up all the time. He's just about the only friend I got.
Then you're the one.
Yeah. My wolf here killed those dogs. I killed Scotty myself. He insisted on bringing you and Cranston up here.
Jonas, you're not going to let the wolf loose.
Yes, Miss Lane, when Cranston comes here, he'll find you dead. Oh. I'll tie myself up again like I did at the house. Easy, boy, easy. I'll have this catch loose here in a minute.
Jonas, listen.
I'll have clear sailing with you and Cranston gone. Hamilton will send George to an asylum. That's enough to break the old man's heart.
Jonas, don't let that wolf loose.
Now, that catch is stuck here. Who's got hold of me?
This is the Shadow, Jonas.
Where are you?
Here beside you, Jonas, but you'll never see me.
Okay. You're invisible, but without this flashlight, you can't see me neither. Now we're even, Shadow.
You can't get away with this, Jonas.
Well, we'll see about this. You may be invisible, but my pet here can smell you. Now he's loose. Now go get him, boy. Go get him, both.
Stop him, Jonas. Stop him, I said.
But who turned on that light? Where'd that flashlight come from?
You forgot about me, didn't you?
Turn that light off. Turn it off. The wolf's coming for me.
Turn off the light, George.
That's the idea. By your pet, Jonas.
Why didn't you let the wolf kill him, Shadow? He deserved to die.
He will, George. The law will see that Jonas dies in the electric chair.
Well, aren't you glad we're on our way back to the city at last hour?
I certainly am, Lamont. So Jonas was behind all this, just for revenge.
Yes, apparently he bore some insane grudge against Hamilton. I guess his mind snapped planning his revenge all these years.
Mm. But darling, there's still one thing that puzzles me. Those prints we saw in the snow, changing from a wolf into those of a man.
Well, Margot, you see, there was soft snow under the foot where the wolf was.
Mm-hmm.
But where Jonas was walking, there was a stretch of hard ice that had been cleared by the wind of all the snow. Naturally, the light steps of the wolf didn't leave any marks on the ice.
But Jonas did.
Right.
And we thought the wolf prints had changed into those of a man.
Well, that's the way it is with all superstitions, Margot. No matter what they are, once you hold them up to the light of logic, they vanish into the air.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of men. The Shadow knows.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Cat and the Killer.
How do you like these two, Lamont?
Well, I'm afraid I'm not much of an authority on lovebirds, Margot.
I think they're beautiful. How much are they?
$50 is there.
Seems reasonable enough. I wonder if I should, but...
Oh. You own this here pet store?
Yes.
You buy pets?
Occasionally.
Well, I got one here in this sack. Someone threw it off the pier last night and landed on my boat. Now, careful while I open this. She scratches like the devil. Now, ain't she a beauty?
Fine-looking animal.
Hey, you want to buy her?
I'm afraid not. We don't have much call for Siamese cats.
Well, I'll sell her cheap.
All right.
Okay. Come on, kitty, back in the bag.
Oh, just a moment. Where did you say this cat came from?
Someone threw her off Seal Pier, landed on the deck of my houseboat. Guess they wanted to drown it.
That's strange.
Huh?
Nothing. You said you wanted to sell her?
Yeah.
How much?
$10, maybe?
All right. Now, here's your money.
Well, much obliged, mister. So long.
Come on, I never knew you were fond of cats.
I'm not particularly.
Well, then why...
I believe we'd better be on our way, dear.
But I don't...
Coming, darling?
Oh, all right. Now, will you please tell me why in the world you bought that cat?
It wasn't a cat, Margot. I wanted to buy this collar she's wearing.
What are you talking about?
We'll unfasten it. Now, easy now, kitty. Yeah.
Why, it does look valuable now that I see it closer.
Yes. Odd engraving. Seems to be an oriental design of some sort. Hello. Look at this printing on the inside.
24 mirrors and Chang. I don't get it.
Neither do I. Margot, if someone wanted to drown the cat, why wouldn't they first remove this expensive collar?
You're the mastermind, dear. You tell me.
Obviously, the person who threw the cat from the pier wanted to conceal all evidence of the deed. Where's Shrevey?
He said he'd wait in his cab for us outside. Oh, there he is, there.
Hey, Mr. Cranston, where'd you get the cat? Where'd you get it?
Mr. Cranston bought it.
And you just bought yourself a couple of customers, Shrevey. Do you know where Seal Pier is?
Sure, it's down in the waterfront by the carnival grounds.
That's where we're headed for.
Why the waterfront, Lamont?
I want to talk to that sailor again. Perhaps he can give us a further description of that person on the pier.
Maybe I'm just dull, but I still don't get it.
Margot, darling, people don't go around drowning cats with expensive silver collars unless they have a reason. And that reason might be exciting.
Ooh, what are we waiting for?
There's a pier up ahead, there it is.
Pull over here, Sweetie. We'll walk down.
Oh, what are you going to do with the cat, Mr. Cranston? What are you going to do?
We'll leave her in the cab. You can watch her for us.
Gee, Mr. Cranston, I wanted to come along. I wanted to.
All right, then, Shrevey. Roll up the window so she doesn't jump out. You better lock the doors, too.
Okay, Mr. Cranston, okay.
Come on, darling, watch your steps. Pretty hard to see.
Cheery place. Wouldn't be too surprised to find Peter Lorre behind one of those bushes.
You've been seeing too many bad movies, darling.
See, that looks like a houseboat anchored next to the pier.
There don't seem to be any lights on there, don't seem to be.
No, it doesn't. Here, take my hand, darling. We'll jump down the deck.
Thanks.
Come on. Shrevey, take a look through that porthole over there.
Okay.
Let's try this cabin door. It's locked.
Come on, listen.
This is someone in there.
Mr. Cranston, don't open that door. I can see a guy with a knife. Look out!
It's the old sailor.
Look where that knife come from. He must have pulled it out of his own chest.
Take it easy, old-timer. Who did it? Can you tell us who did it?
I don't have the cat. The cat, I don't have.
He's dead. Well, Margot, that cat of ours must be pretty important if someone is willing to kill for it.
My cab's over here. It's over, Mr. Cranston.
If we could just find out who that cat belongs to, Lamont.
If we knew that, we could probably solve this murder. I better call Commissioner Weston.
You know, Lamont, I have...
Hey! Somebody's trying to break into my cab. Somebody's trying to.
Come on.
Yeah.
No sign of anyone.
Well...
whoever it was must have ducked into those bushes.
Oh, look at my beautiful window. It's all smashed itself.
Well, at least they didn't have time to get what they came after.
Huh?
And the cat's still here.
Yeah, but what about my window? What about it?
Quiet, Shrevey.
What?
Wait a minute. Someone in that brush.
Hey, there he goes, Mr. Cranston. There he goes. Hey!
You take care of Miss Lane, Shrevey. I'm going after him. If he's lost in this crowd, we'll never find him.
Darling, hadn't you better notify Commissioner West?
Yes, I guess I had, Margot. Now, let's go. I spoke with the commissioner, darling. They're sending a detail down to the harbor.
Did you tell him about the man on the pier?
Yes, what little I knew. Oh, excuse me. Hello.
Lamont Cranston?
Speaking.
I saw you on the pier tonight. You were chasing someone. I'll be waiting inside.
Maybe you'd better come here.
If you want the information, Cranston, do it my way.
Where will you be?
Inside the building alone. And that's the way you come. No police, understand? If you want your information, be there at 8:30.
All right, mister, I'll be there at 8:30. Pull over here, Shrevey. That must be the building across the street.
It's a deserted-looking neighborhood.
Hey, that building's all boarded up. It's all boarded. Maybe I better come with you.
They're afraid of the police, Shrevey. I better go in alone.
Lamont, that telephone call, it's all so strange. I wish you wouldn't go in there.
It might be a trap, Margaret, but I've got to take that chance. Sooner or later, someone will show their hand. Meanwhile, I can't afford to play dummy. Just stay here and don't let that cat out of your sight.
All right. But be careful, darling.
347, 349. Store here, I suppose. Vacant store, apparently. I put a little light on the subject. My flashlight. That's better.
be a light switch somewhere around. I don't see it. Oh, here we are. Now, this looks like the light switch. Right here.
Cranston, in an effort to learn the identity of a mysterious party who has gone to great lengths to regain possession of a Siamese cat, is directed to an address. And immediately upon his entering the building, a terrific explosion is heard. Margot and Shrevey, in a cab across the street, rush into the building.
Lamont!
Hold the lighter, Miss Lane. I better get this board off of him. I better.
Margot?
It's all right, darling. Don't try to move.
The board's off.
There's an explosion right after I opened the door.
Are you all right, darling?
My ears are still ringing. I guess I'm all in one piece.
That board falling on you really saved you from the rest of this stuff. It really did.
So it seems. I wonder what the deal was.
Yes. Why in the world would someone want to kill you?
It must have been the same party was after the cat. The cat, where is it?
I left it in the cab. When I heard the explosion, I forgot everything else.
Come on. I thought we're too late.
Too late?
The cat's gone. Well, it looks like we've been outsmarted at every turn. We haven't got much to go on now, only this collar.
What do you expect to learn from that?
I don't know. It's engraving inside 24 mirrors and Chang. It doesn't make sense. Who's Chang? What has 24 mirrors to do with it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Hey, maybe we've been taxing our brains too much. Maybe we've been taxing. Maybe we should go back to the pier and ride the chutes and relax. Maybe we should.
But was that Shrevey?
I said maybe we've been taxed.
You said the pier. Margot, that's it.
What's it?
24 mirrors. Where would a person find 24 mirrors?
Well, I still don't...
Remember the barker on the pier? His concession was the house of mirrors.
Just a dime, 10 cents, see, the house, the mirrors, the glass palace.
Three, please.
The management reserves the right to refuse admission to anyone at any time. Step aside, brother, and let the folks in. Here it is, the maze of mirrors.
I said I'd like three tickets.
I said you're blocking the doorway, brother. Everybody likes the house of mirrors. It's something you don't want to miss.
Three tickets, please.
On your way, bub, get out of here and get out fast unless you want to get into real trouble. It's only a dime, 10 cents.
Well, that's the way it is. Shrevey.
Yeah?
Margot.
Oh, what's the matter, Mr. Cranston?
Aren't you going in, Lamont?
Apparently, we're not wanted inside. Step back here, out of sight.
Are we going to hide from somebody, are we going to?
Yes, for a minute, yes. Now, when I give you the sign, I want you to yell, "Hey, Rube," at the top of your lungs. Have you got it?
Hey, Rube.
It's an old carnival term, Margot. It means one of the concessionaires is in trouble. All the others are supposed to pitch in and help him. You ready, Shrevey?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Rube!
Hey, Rube!
Hey!
Come on. Let's get into that house of glass, quick. This really is a maze of mirrors in here.
It sure wouldn't be no place for a guy to throw stones. It sure wouldn't be no place.
Maybe we better start counting the mirrors as you pass.
Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Keep counting, Shrevey.
You mean there's more?
Never mind, I'll keep track. Now, let's see. This would be 21, 22, 23, 4. There's no doorways anywhere. Shrevey, press against the glass on your side. You too, Margot.
Right.
Here, I have it. There. Come on, out this way.
It's kind of an alleyway, it's kind of...
Yes, but look across the way. Doesn't that look as if it might be an Oriental curio shop?
And this looks like a gun in your back, friend. Keep your hands up. Don't turn around.
If I'm not mistaken, Shrevey, that will be our Barker friend.
So you're the guy who yelled Rube. I thought I told you to keep out, friend.
We couldn't resist your spiel. You paint such a colorful picture.
Lamont, I think I'm going to faint.
Shrevey, grab her.
Hey, what up?
You ought to learn to keep your mind on your work, friend. Let things distract you and people are liable to steal your toys.
Now, look here, friend.
Get up now, Margot. Nice work.
Thanks, darling.
Long explanations bore me, so make it fast. Why were you waiting here for us with a gun?
I saw you earlier. I figured you were looking for Chang.
And if I were?
Chang only sees people by appointment, and it's my job to keep strangers out.
Well, I'm sure he won't mind seeing me. I'm an old friend of the family. Shrevey, take our friend down to police headquarters. I have a little business to attend to.
Sure, Mr. Cranston.
Hey, now, look here, friend. You can't do that. You haven't any charge.
Intend to commit assault with a deadly weapon is a pretty good charge. At least I can think of a better one.
Yeah, but I can explain...
Explain it to Commissioner Weston. He's a good listener. Take him along, Shrevey.
Come on, you.
Now do we see Mr. Chang?
This time, Margot, I'm not going to take any chances. The Shadow is going to pay Chang a visit.
Oh, sound gong. Oh, enter shop.
The Shadow's come to pay you a visit, Mr. Chang.
Sorry. Cannot see you.
No one sees the Shadow.
What do you want, voice?
Mr. Chang, do you recognize this silver collar?
I'm very sorry. I never see it before.
You lie. You sold this collar. Your name is engraved inside.
You know that.
Who purchased this collar?
I cannot say.
Who bought this collar from you? Who owns the Siamese cat? Talk, Chang.
It is cat of Martha Craig. She bought collar for me.
And who is this Martha Craig?
Martha Craig, very rich old lady. She died last week. Leave $1 million to housekeeper to care for cat.
Someone tried to drown this $1 million cat, Chang. When it wasn't drowned, that same person was willing to commit murder to get the cat back. Who is that person, Chang?
I not know.
Who is it, Chang? Speak.
Very well. I tell you, the cat has cursed me. I tell you, the one you see is...
Look out, Chang!
Lamont?
I'm all right, Margaret.
Oh, I heard a shot in there.
It's Chang. I saw a gloved hand stick a gun through the rear window, and I tried to warn him.
Another murder.
Yes, and the last, I hope. I know who owns this fabulous cat. We'll pick up Shrevey at headquarters. We're going to the residence of the late Martha Craig.
Doesn't seem to be anyone home in the Craig mansion.
Well, someone left the door unlocked. Why don't we step in?
Lamont, I don't think we should.
You can say we're selling magazines. Come on.
There's another door open off the hall.
Yeah, it probably leads to the cellar. Sounds like there's someone down there. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's have a look.
Good evening. Who are you? What do you want?
My name is Cranston. This is Miss Lane.
Oh, how do you do? How do you do? Drop a wine vat. Have a drink.
Thank you, no. We're looking for the housekeeper of Miss Martha Craig.
Cora? You're looking for Cora, are you? Well, Cora's out. I'm Ernest Craig, Miss Martha Craig's nephew. Maybe I can help you.
What do you know about a Siamese cat your aunt willed to Cora?
What do I know about it? Nothing. Nothing except my aunt left every penny to Cora to care for a blessed cat and didn't leave me a cent. Funny, isn't it? I think it stinks. I think...
What was that?
It sounded like a cat.
Came from that wine vat. Here, hand me that bar. I'll pry it open.
Yeah.
It's odd. The lid's just been sealed into place with fresh putty. There we are.
The cat.
Yes, almost suffocated by the looks of her.
Well, the prodigal cat returned. Let's have a drink to celebrate.
Now, wait a second, Ernest. That cat's cost the lives of two people already. How did he get down here in the wine cellar?
I haven't the faintest idea, and what's more, I don't care. I know who stole it in the first place, though.
Who?
Henry Powell, the attorney for the estate. I saw him drive away with it last night.
Your family lawyer stole the cat? Did you tell Cora that he'd taken it?
She was almost out of her mind trying to find it. You see,
She just loses a little matter of $1 million if she loses that cat.
Did you tell Cora that the lawyer had stolen the cat?
Yes, I told her. She went right down to Powell's office to see him. She's there now. She wanted to know something funny. I fixed Cora.
What do you mean you fixed Cora?
I told her to make a deal with Powell. If he returns the cat, she'll split the estate with him and say nothing. He's a cinch to go for it.
And if Powell does go for this deal you cooked up, Ernest?
If he does, everything will be perfect. Perfect! I told Cora that when she gets Powell to confess that it was he who stole the cat, I'll have a couple of cops stationed outside the door to hear his confession. Here's the switch, though. There aren't going to be any cops outside the door. I didn't call any. She's going to be there all alone with him.
Now, wait a minute. Do you realize what you've done, Ernest? Do you realize that if he finds that Cora tricked him into a confession, he'll kill her? He'll have to.
Exactly, my dear Watson. Then Cora will be dead. Powell will burn in the electric chair for her murder. And I'll be broke but happy. Very happy.
You'll be doing a nice long stretch in the penitentiary, Ernest. Lock the door, Margot. We've got to get down to Powell's office as fast as possible.
As you must know, Cora, the conditions of Martha's will specifically state that the fortune bequeathed you was to be used for the care of her cat.
But the cat was stolen, Mr. Powell. You know that as well as I.
Now, let us say that the animal has disappeared, Cora. Now then, let me draw your attention to paragraph 3 of the will. In the event of negligence in carrying out your entrusted duties, the estate reverts to the executor.
The cat hasn't disappeared, Mr. Powell, and I haven't neglected my duties. You stole that cat. Ernest saw you.
Ridiculous.
I can take this to court, Mr. Powell. You don't want a court battle. Not with a murder on your hands.
Murder?
The paper said the old sailor's last words were of the cat. It won't be hard for the police to put two and two together. Look, I'll make a deal with you. Give me back the cat, and I'll share the estate with you. Nothing further will ever be said.
You'll sign a release to that effect?
Yes.
All right. All right. I'll do it, Cora. I did steal the cat. I seal her in a wine vat in the cellar.
You admit it. That's all I wanted to know. The police have been waiting outside the door to hear your confession.
The police?
Open the door and see for yourself.
You tricked me. But... oh, just a second, Cora. There's no one here. If it please, your plans went haywire.
No one there. Ernest said he'd send the police. Yeah. Ernest promised Ernest.
Ernest is a drunken fool. And you were a worse fool to trust him.
Mr. Powell. Mr. Powell, what are you doing with that gun?
Well, it's rather obvious, isn't it, that we both can't share my little secret. Isn't it, Cora?
Put that gun down. Please, Mr. Powell.
Yes, Powell. Put it down.
That. Who are you?
Don't bother to look around, Mr. Powell. You can't see me. No man sees the shadow.
Shadow?
Late Miss Craig made a great mistake when she appointed you executor of the will, Powell.
The cat. Why, it can't be. I left her to die.
But she didn't die, Mr. Powell.
I sealed her in. Why, she could never get out.
Why did you leave her in the wine cellar?
Huh? Well, I thought the Craig mansion would be mine by tomorrow. It was the safest place I could think of.
What caused you to kill the old sailor?
You get that cat away.
Answer me.
Well, he said that he sold the cat, and I didn't believe him. We had an argument. Then he would have been able to identify me.
Why did you kill Mr. Chang?
Because we were in it together. I promised him a share to keep quiet. Instead, he talked. I had to kill him.
Just as you were going to kill Cora here a minute
she
ago?
She tricked me. She tricked me. She said that the police... But... Sirens. Sirens, it's the police. Is this another trick? No. No, I hear police sirens. Or am I going out of my mind?
No, Powell, you're not going out of your mind. You're perfectly sane. That is the police you hear. And they're coming for you, Powell, to make you pay the full penalty for the crimes you've committed.
Thank you. not pay. The shadow knows.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.